about what this means to the American public and also tell us they're concerned about who replaces these individuals.
California's Governor Gavin Newsom has filed an emergency order asking a federal judge to intervene and stop federal troops from deploying. President Trump mobilized those federal troops to help with unrest over immigration raids in the city. The president in North Carolina this hour, he'll deliver remarks at Fort Bragg Army Base celebrating the Army's 250th anniversary. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthalo Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. The Park Falls Area Chamber of Commerce would like to remind you not to miss your chance to vote for this year's Flamborama Parade theme. Voting is open now until Friday, June 13th, and can be accessed through a link found on the Park Falls Area Chamber of Commerce's Facebook page. Tomorrow at 10:30 over at the Ogama Public Library, they invite you to join them for story time. All ages are welcome, but children 10 years and under must be accompanied by a caregiver. Once again, this is taking place tomorrow at 10:30 over at West 5005 State Highway 86 in Ogama. Heading to the lake or river to do some fishing? Brittany Merlot tells us more about bait rules and why you should drain your boat at the launch.
If you're using live bait, Wisconsin fishing regulations say that minnows can only be purchased from a licensed Wisconsin bait dealer. And rules are to never dump unwanted bait in the water.
Our live bait regulations as far as invasive species can absolutely be confusing to people. And so the simplest way to think about it is that you don't want to take fish or water from one water body and put them into another water body, because you could be spreading a lot of these species, or they're invisible to the eye. And so you could unknowingly spread things by moving the water.
That's Erin McFarlane, a statewide Clean Boats, Clean Waters educator with UWSP. She says that if you have worms that you will not use before they die, don't put them in the water or on the ground.
Earthworms and Wisconsin in general, they're not naturally found here. And so if you just think of your live bait as trash and just can dispose of it near it in the trash receptacles, that's the best way to handle it. It's also better to keep our landings clean and clear for other people enjoying them.
And before you leave the launch, don't forget to drain.
And by draining the water from live wells and boats and making sure we're not moving fish from one water body to another, we can kind of make sure that we're taking the steps to prevent them from spreading.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Brewers try to rebound. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight at AmFam Field, where the Brewers host the Braves in Game 2 of their series. Quinn Priester on the mound for Milwaukee against the Braves right-hander Grant Holmes. The Brewers losing last night 7-1. The team making some roster moves today, sending reliever Grant Anderson down to Nashville and recalling right-hand pitcher Easton McGee. NFL Packers minicamp underway. I asked GM Brian Gutekunst, why couldn't they hang on to defensive back Jair Alexander when they still have $46 million left under the salary cap?
I think, you know, over the last 4 years, you know, there's been a lot of games missed. I mean, I just think for what that amount of money is, I think that's a lot to pay for a guy who hasn't been able to get out on the field. Like, it's not his fault, just something that kind of transpired. We're looking for something different.
Today, the Packers moved Bo Melton from wide receiver to defensive back.
Again, his play on special teams, it's just you don't have too many wideouts in this league that are as effective as he is on teams.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports on Mike Clemens.
Weather. I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy and milder tonight with the low in the mid-50s. For Wednesday, increasing clouds, chance of showers in the afternoon and evening, high in the mid-70s. Shower chances continue on Thursday with more clouds, cooler highs in the low 70s. Currently 57 degrees.
98Q Country.
A shiny little Beamer with the rag top down, sitting in the drive, but she wouldn't get out. The dogs were all barking and wagging around, and I just laughed and said, you all get in. She had on a new dress and she curled her hair. She was looking too good not to go somewhere. Said, what you want to do, baby, I don't care. We can go to the show, we can stay right here, and I can take you for a ride on my big green tractor. We can go slow or make it go fast. It really don't matter. Climb up in my lap and drive if you want to. Girl, you know you got me to hold on to. We can go to town, but baby, if you'd rather, I'll take you for a ride on my big green tractor. Said we can fire it up and I can show you around. Sit up on a hill and watch the sun go down. When the fireflies are dancing and the moon comes out, we can turn on the lights and head back to the house. Or we can take another ride on my big green tractor. We can go slow or make it go faster. Down through the woods and out to the pasture. Long as I'm with you, it really don't matter. Climb up in my lap and drive if you want to. Girl, you know you got me to hold on to. We can go to town, but baby, if you'd rather, I'll take you for a ride on my big green tractor. And just let me dust off the seat. I'll put your pretty little arms around me.
Jason Aldean here on 98Q, starting the 4 o'clock hour during the afternoon show. That means Gray here with you. And I got a keyword for the Scotty Summer Statewide Text to Win contest. This hour, that last keyword of the day is bug, B-U-G. Three letters, B-U-G. There's too many of them, but it's just a three-letter word. We don't need an extra letter at the end. B-U-G. Send that to us through the Civic Media app. Somebody who does that by the end of the hour is taking home Brewers tickets. The Scotty Summer Statewide Text to Win contest is here on 98Q. Thanks to Northwoods Realty. Check them out online at northwoodswi.com. Let's keep five in a row going for you. Here's Mark Chestnut.
6 short months we went together, decided it should be forever. Two paychecks were better than one, a diamond ring, and it was done. Bought her a house like I said I would, in a subdivided neighborhood. The views got short and the nights got long. It was over long gone before I knew where I was headed to. I'm going through the Big Bend, don't mean Dallas. I can't believe what the judge had to tell us. I got the Jeep, she got the palace. I'm going through the Big Bend, don't mean Dallas. Things like this are never final. I'm still paying on the vinyl. Flooring in the laundry room, it's multicolored and waterproof. Little bit tough to face my friends, the ones that said that I jumped in the river of love a little too soon. That was August, now this is June, and it's a different tune. I'm going through the Big D and don't mean Dallas. I can't believe what the judge had to tell us. I got the Jeep, she got the palace. I'm going through the Big D and don't mean Dallas. The two-bedroom mortgage is due, siding light blue palace.
Big D and don't mean Dallas.
Hey y'all, it's Tyler Hubbard.
This is my station. Maybe I wouldn't be already gone
again if it weren't for the wind. My station. 98Q Country.
Tornado tore through a Midwest town. Wasn't nothing in its path it didn't take down, except the Baptist church and a ball field. Then they rebuilt. Talk about tough people. She was 4 years old when they got the news. It was in her little lungs, it was stage two. Mama spent every night by her bed, and Daddy shaved his head. Talk about tough. Yeah, there were plenty of times she could have gave up, but she did. Now she fought like hell till she rang that bell in Memphis. Good beats evil, and tough times make tough people. It's a single mom working two jobs a day, and a farmer barely getting by needing rain. It's a grandma waiting tables working through the pain. It's a cop on a call running in gun drawn, cause a shooter's in a schoolhouse hallway. Off somewhere to keep us all free. Came back in a box with a flag on it. Hits home, don't it? Talk about tough people. Man, talk about some tough people. Tough people. Imagine a dirt road full of potholes with a creek bank and some cane poles catching channel cat. I'm a little more country than that. Picture a small town with an old hound laying out front of the courthouse while the old men chew the fat. I'm a little more country than that. I just want to make sure you know just who you're getting under this old hat. Cause girl, I'm not the kind of two-time or play games behind your back.
I'm a little more country than that. Think of a Hank song from days gone, with a steel ride that's so strong it sends chills up your back. I'm a little more country than that. If you want to break home in a school zone, with the doors locked and alarms on, girl, you're way off track. I'm a little more country than that. I just want to make sure you know just who you're getting under this old hat. Cause girl, I'm not the kind of two-time or play games behind your back. I'm a little more country than that. A little more country than that. I'm a little more country than that. I'm a little more country than that.
Afternoons never sounded so good.
98 Q Country.
Say I'm just a rough boy, I ain't no good for you, girl. It's a dead end street, try to love me, yeah, I'll wreck your world. I can see why they're all talking, looking back at my past. I've got a bad night, can't change. I'm living proof of that. Till my last day, till my last breath, of everyone that can, I can love you the best. Till my last day, I'll be loving you.
To and love you the best till my last day. I'll be loving you
Justin Moore on 98Q. That was Till My Last Day. To finish up five in a row, that came from K&B Refrigeration in Medford. They handle your major brand appliance needs at K&B. And you can find them in Phillips, too, inside Ken's Carpet Center. That's their appliance outlet. K&B Refrigeration does it right with your appliance needs. So that's five in a row finished. Still here in the 4 o'clock hour. That means the keyword bug is still current, at least until 5 o'clock when it will expire. So bust out that Civic Media app, free on the Play Store or the App Store, wherever you get your apps. Hit the text button on the 98Q page and send us that keyword. So I've got a very simple question that I'd like to answer simply because I think it's going to occur to a lot of people. So Packers cornerback Jaire Alexander is set to be released. I don't think it's officially processed at the time of me saying this, but it's going to be happening soon. The Packers have been trying for a while now to find somebody to take Jaire in a trade. Now, keep in mind that in the NFL, a trade means a team is agreeing to take on a player's existing contract. Not just the player themselves. You know, if the Packers are owing Jaire $20 million and they're looking for a trade partner, they need to find somebody who both wants Jaire Alexander and wants him bad enough to pay $20 million for him. Alternatively, if Jaire will agree to a pay cut, maybe they can arrive at a number that the original team will pay in the first place or a more agreeable number for another team. You know, that's pretty uncommon where a player will take a slight pay cut to facilitate a trade, but crazier things have happened. So I just wanted to pop up because it's going to be an immediate question that a lot of people think is, hey, he got grabbed immediately. You know, he might sign a new contract tomorrow or the next day. He's in high demand. He's a talented cornerback. And so the question might occur to people, if he's in such high demand, why couldn't we find a trade partner? And the simple answer is money. The moment the Packers release him, anybody who comes knocking on Jaire's door has no obligation whatsoever to the old contract. That $20 million the Packers owe him, if it's fully guaranteed, well, the Packers are still paying him. And that stinks. That's part of what's called dead cap. We're paying a player who's no longer on the team. Part of our money is going to something we're getting no use out of. That's something the Packers have been trying really hard to avoid, but sometimes that's what cutting your losses looks like. That's exactly what the Packers are doing. We're paying a player who's not going to be on the team for us this year because that frees up room to add another player who will cost less and do more. It's that simple. So that's why he's going to be in high demand, but we still couldn't find a trade partner. He is going to be in high demand, but not high enough to cover the number that he was owed this coming season. Check the weather up next on 98Q. The keyword is bug. It's a Brewer Ticket Hour. Keyword B-U-G, bug.
98Q Country.
Ram is set to make an on-track return. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass. All the car parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things people love.
There's nothing like when you get that part from eBay and it just fits. Yeah, the first time. So you can do less of this and get right back to more of this. At eBay, you'll find all the parts you need, guaranteed to fit, at prices you'll love. Sounds good, doesn't it? eBay. Things people love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and I dedicate a lot of my time going fast. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
NASCAR, along with officials from Ram, announced over the weekend that the Stellantis-owned brand Ram will be returning to the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series for the 2026 season. Ram has competed and found success in the series in the past, winning the manufacturer's title in 2001, 2003, and 2004, before leaving the sport following the 2012 season. There is speculation that the re-entrance into the Truck Series next season could mean that Ram could enter the NASCAR Cup Series in the coming seasons as a fourth manufacturer in the sport's top series. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
Life's not one size fits all, and your financial plan shouldn't be either. At Forward Investment Services, they focus on what matters to you, your goals, your family, your future. From saving for college to planning for retirement, they're here to guide you with personalized advice and local expertise. Financial stability starts with a plan. Start yours today at Forward Investment Services. Not FDIC insured, no bank guarantees. They lose value securities and investment advisory services offered through Safe Wealth Bank. Member FINRA, SIPC. Safe Wealth is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Safe Wealth.
Freeze Firewood is still available to launch your boat for this summer. And they're fully stocked with camp firewood, or maybe you need a shed to house that wood and your tools. They'll customize it for whatever you need. Call 715-567-0616 and see them on Facebook for all the summer updates. Freeze Firewood, Little Chicago Road, Phillips, Wisconsin.
Marfa's Realty is your exclusive sponsor of the Summer Scotty Text to Win Contest on 98Q Country. Homes, cabins, condos, over 60 vacation rentals. Buy it, rent it, love it. NorthwoodsWI.com. Stay here, live here, and win here.
At Enbridge, partnering with Indigenous communities is central to how we live and work. Our commitment is reflected in our actions. The Line 5 Segment Relocation Project will invest millions in local and Native-owned businesses, provide wages for tribal members, and include Native Americans in the construction workforce. Learn more at Enbridge.com/L5WIS. Tomorrow is on.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cow's milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant. 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of her cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Celebrating our dairy farmers with this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy and milder tonight with a low in the mid-50s. For Wednesday, increasing clouds, chance of showers in the afternoon and evening. High in the mid-70s. Shower chances continue on Thursday. With more clouds, cooler highs in the low 70s. Currently 57 degrees.
We're gonna party!
Real country now.
Hey y'all, my name is Cody Johnson.
My heart skips just thinking of you. Go on and bet it all, baby, we can.
Ooh. Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
Guess I'm the problem. Your mess never do no wrong if I'm so awful.
Nation's awesome.
98 Q Country.
I cut my bangs with some rusty kitchen scissors. I screamed his name till the neighbors called the cops. I numbed the pain at the expense of my liver. Don't know what I did next, all I know I couldn't stop. Word got around to the butterflies and the Baptist. My mama's phone started ringing off the hook. I can hear her now saying she ain't gonna have it. Don't matter how you feel, it only matters how you look. Go and fix your makeup, girl, it's just a breakup running.
Better gotta keep it together even when you fall apart.
Q Country.
Run your car off the side of the road, get stuck in a ditch way out in the middle of nowhere. Get yourself in a bind, lose a shirt off your back. Need a floor, need a couch, need a bus fare. This is where the rubber meets the road. This is where the cream is gonna rise. This is what you really didn't know. This is where the truth don't lie. You find out who your friends are. Somebody's gonna drop everything. Run out and crank up their car. Hit the gas, get there fast. Never stop to think what's in it for me. Or it's way too far. They just show on up with their big old heart. You find out who your friends are. Everybody wants to slap your back, wants to shake your hand when you're up on top of that mountain. But let one of those rocks give way, then you slide back down, look up and see who's around then. This ain't where the road comes to an end. This ain't where the bandwagon stops. This is just one of those times when a lot of folks jump off. You find out who your friends are. Somebody's gonna drop everything. Run out and crank up their car. Hit the gas, get there fast. Never stop to think what's in it for me. Or it's way too far. They just show on up with their big old hearts. You find out who your friends are. When the water's high, when the weather's not so bad, when the well runs dry, who's gonna be there? You find out who your friends are. Somebody's gonna drop everything. Run out and crank up their car. Hit the gas, get there fast. Never stop to think what's in it for me. Or it's way too far. They just show on up with their big old heart. You find out who your friends are. Yeah, yeah. You find out who your friends are. Run your car off the side of the road, get stuck in a ditch way out in the middle of nowhere. Been there. Get yourself in a bind, lose a shirt off your back. Need a floor, need a couch, need a bus.
Tracy Lawrence on 98Q. Find out who your friends are. You'll find out what the keyword is after two more of your favorite country songs. Next on 98Q, Jelly Roll's creeping up on us, as you can hear right this moment. Thomas Rhett's up next, and then that keyword for the Scotty Summer statewide text to win contest coming up.
I'm a county jail revival. I'm a bottle in a Bible. I'm a rolling stone disciple with a cross across my face. I'm a trailer park tornado. Jagged edges on my halo. Hope the chariot gon' swing low and carry me away. This little light of mine damn near burned me alive. Lord knows that mama tried and I don't know if I'm one foot in the fire, and I still can't tell. Am I halfway to heaven, halfway to heaven or hell? I'm a dive boss undiscerning. Holy water with my bourbon. Standing on the bridge, I'm burning with a can of gasoline. Am I worth saving if I'm always fading? It feels like I'm caught in between. Halfway to heaven or halfway to hell, my
tried, and I don't know if I'm halfway to heaven or halfway to hell. My angels and demons at war with myself.
Toby Keith, Martina McBride.
They play the best country music in town.
Play something country.
98Q Country.
Walking down the street, a hand of mine. It don't keep them other guys. And that one eyes are looking at you. But it's alright, and that's okay. Who could blame them anyway? You're so pretty and you ain't even got a clue. Cause everywhere we go, girl, you're the star of the show. And everybody's wondering and wanting to know. What's your name? Who's that girl with the prettiest smile in the world? But what gets me the most is you don't even know that you are. It's all on me. You look at me and laugh like you don't know what to do. Baby, you're so cute. Cause everywhere we go, girl, you're the star of the show. And everybody's wondering and wanting to know. What's your name? Who's that girl with the prettiest smile in the world? But what gets me the most is
right on 98Q. That was Star of the Show, which is exactly how you'll feel if you win free Brewers tickets. You got to text us the keyword, though, to even have a shot. That keyword is bug, B-U-G, bug, and it's only good until the hour is over. So we're talking NFL football today because it is the 4 o'clock hour, and I'm me, and I wanted to highlight something that's happening today at a couple different on a couple different teams, if you will. There's a couple different players around the league doing something right now that is quite simple, and it's one of those things where I just want you to have the basics of what's going on so that you can decide how you feel about it, because a lot of the time you'll see reports about players holding out with some kind of spin. You know, this player is unreasonable for holding out. Well, what is a holdout? Why do players do it? And that's it. Those two questions, I think, have some pretty simple answers. Basically, players who feel they are worth more than they're getting paid in a given season will decide not to play on the basis that, hey, if you want me to play, you'll pay me what I'm worth. You're not currently paying me enough to play. And there's quite a few reasons things like that can happen. In many cases, it's because players kind of overperform a contract that they signed. You know, if you're a B-minus player and you sign a contract as a B-minus player, and all of a sudden you put together three A-plus seasons because you just something clicks for you, well, that last, maybe you signed a four-year extension, you put in three incredible years, that fourth year, all of a sudden it's looking like, hey, if I go to another team, they'll pay me twice as much. So why don't you pay me twice as much? That's basically what's happening. So players are using their leverage, which is their talent, their spot on the roster, because in order to keep them, those teams have to lock up a roster spot. Okay, cool. So now you've only got 52 players, and it just gets worse and it gets worse. So if a player holds out, he's basically banking that the team needs him worse than they need the money. And that's exactly what's happening with Trey Hendrickson over in Cincinnati with the Bengals. And actually, we're looking at something similar happening soon with Elgton Jenkins here on the offensive line in Green Bay. That's what holdouts are. Players who feel they aren't getting their due. I'll tell you straight up, in my opinion, most of the time, I'm kind of on the player side. Yeah, they agreed to play for a certain rate, but their value changes. And the team knows that. And players have to bet on themselves. Do they always have to go by the book to do that? No, but like I said, most of the time, players aren't being unreasonable. They're out there, though. Google Le'Veon Bell. Before you do that, though, text us the keyword good until 5 o'clock. A chance at two Brewers tickets to people who text us the keyword bug through the Civic Media app.
98Q Country.
K&B Refrigeration North in the Ken's Carpet Building in Phillips has a great lineup of Whirlpool washer, dryer, pair front loaders for easy access. And your kitchen will look beautiful with appliance packages from Whirlpool, General Electric, or Samsung. You have choices. See the best choice and the best name brands around. Whirlpool, General Electric, Samsung, and K&B Refrigeration North Sales and Service, located in the Ken's Carpet Building, Highway 13, Phillips.
The next time you buy a cart full of groceries, make that car payment, or write that big mortgage check, ask yourself, what would my family do if I wasn't there to buy those groceries, make that payment, or write that check? If you didn't like the answer, ask a State Farm agent about life insurance and start getting some answers you will like. Welcome to that place where doing it for them meets doing it today. Get started by contacting State Farm agent Diana Skowinski, Highway 13, Park Falls.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200, $300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code AIRPORT25 to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code AIRPORT25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code AIRPORT25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Time for the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Warm weather is finally here, and so is wildfire smoke from Canada. Forecasters say we can expect air quality warnings to come and go and come again with no end in sight as fires blaze out of control across central and western Canada. Environmental advocates say the hazardous smoke blanketing our state just when we want to head outdoors shows no community is safe from the impacts of climate change and should be a wake-up call for policymakers. The EPA is pushing to end its popular Energy Star program that has helped families identify energy-efficient appliances and home energy upgrades for more than 30 years. A group of U.S. senators, including Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin, is calling on the EPA to keep the popular program, saying for every dollar spent on Energy Star, Americans get $350 in savings. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's most pressing environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's our Scotty Summer Statewide Text to Win Contest right here on 98Q Country. We're hooking you up with $100 cash, Milwaukee Brewers Club level tickets, plus the chance to win a summer getaway to the Wisconsin Dells area or an escape to Door County. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Then get ready to text in for your chance to win each weekday at 7, 11, 2, and 4 with 98Q Country.
There's a story that my daddy tells religiously, like clockwork every time he sees an opening in a conversation about the way things used to be. Well, I'd just roll my eyes and make a beeline for the door, but I'd always end up starry-eyed, cross-legged on the floor, hanging on to every word. Man, the things I heard. It was harder times and longer days, 5 miles of school uphill both ways. We were cane switch rays, a dirt floor poor. Of course, that was back before the war. Yeah, your uncle and I made quite a pair, flying F-15s through hostile air. He went down, but they missed me by hair. He'd always stop right there and say,
"That's something to be proud of. That's a life you can hang your hat on. That's a chin held high, the tear falls down. Guts sucked in, chest up out like a small town flag a-flying, or a newborn baby crying in the arms of the woman that you love. That's something to be proud of."
Son, graduating college, that was mama's dream. But I was on my way to anywhere else when I turned 18. 'Cause when you got a fast car, you think you got everything. I learned quick those GTOs don't run on faith. And I ended up broken down in some town north of L.A., working maximum hours for minimum wage. Well, I fell in love, next thing I know, the babies came and the car got slow. Sure do miss that old hot rod, but sure save gas in them foreign jobs. Dad, I wonder if I ever let you down, if you're ashamed how I turned out. Well, he lowered his voice, then he raised his brow. Said, "Let me tell you right now,
that's something to be proud of. That's a life you can hang your hat on. You don't need to make a million, just be thankful to be working. If you're doing what you're able and putting food there on the table and providing for the family that you love, that's something to be proud of.
Music.
We are Lady A.
Hey y'all, this is Walker Hayes.
My Country.
98Q Country.
It's 7:30 in the morning in a Mickey D's drive-thru. Two muffins, one coffee, and a little bitty orange juice. I I saw a man with a sign on the corner. I rolled my window down, handed him a dollar. That's when I heard her ask, "Hey, Daddy, who's that?" And before I could answer back, she said, "Daddy, look, there's a plane in the sky. Are we there yet? Did you just see that dog run by? The squirrels have houses in the trees. Why God put stingers on honeybees? It's crazy all the things she sees on the side of the road out of that window beside her. I wish I could be more like her. My little dangling feet, pretty and pink backseat driver." Later on that day on the highway back home, I saw a lady in a black Mercedes yelling at her phone. She flew by me with her finger in the air, and I had to act like I didn't care. And that's when I heard her ask, "Daddy, why was she so mad?" Before I could answer back, she said, "Daddy, can you please turn up the radio? Hey, what are you pushing with your feet that makes us go? Trees, why God put stingers on honeybees? It's crazy all the things she sees on the side of the road out of that window beside her. I wish I could be more like her. My little dangling feet, pretty and pink backseat driver. One day I'll look back. Saying, Daddy, look, there's a plane in the sky. Are we there yet? Did you just see that dog run by? The squirrels have houses in the trees. Why would God put a stinger on a honeybee? It's crazy all the things she sees on the side of the road out of that window beside her. I wish I could be more like her. My little dangling feet, pretty and pink backseat driver. My backseat driver. It's 7:30 in the morning in a Mickey D's drive-thru. Two muffins, one coffee, and a little bitty orange juice.
Kane Brown on 98Q Country with Backseat Driver. That one will tug on the heartstrings just a little bit. Trisha Yearwood is up next. This is the last call for the keyword this hour. It's bug, B-U-G, bug. You only have until 5. Use the Civic app to text us the keyword bug here at 98Q.
Phone rings, baby cries, TV diet. Good morning, honey. Go to work, make up, try to keep the balance up between love and money. She used to tie her hair up in ribbons and bows, sign her letters with X's and O's. Got a picture of her mama in heels and pearls. She's trying to make it in her daddy's world. She's an American girl. Chance, mama needs romance and a living maid. Fix the sink, mow the yard, really isn't all that hard if you get paid. She used to tie her hair up in ribbons and bows, sign her letters with X's and O's. Got a picture of her mama in heels and pearls. She's trying to make it in her God.
was 17, I bought a Coke and some gasoline, and I drove out to the county fair. When I saw her for the first time, she was standing there in the ticket line, and it all started right then and there. Oh, sailor sky made a perfect sunset, and that's a day I'll never forget. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt, she was killing me in that mini skirt, skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. She had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss, and a heart don't forget something like that. It was 5 years later on a southbound plane, I was headed down to New Orleans to meet some friends of mine for Mardi Gras. When I heard a voice from the past coming from a few rows back, and when I looked, I couldn't believe just what I saw. She said, I bet you don't remember me. And I said, only every other memory. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt, you were killing me in that mini skirt, skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. You had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss, and a heart don't forget something like that. The memory of the first love never fades away. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt, she was killing me in that mini skirt, skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. She had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss, and a heart don't forget. No, a heart don't forget. I said, a heart don't forget. Something like that.